From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Egypt, the country's Muslims are marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan, celebrating with family and friends. But not everyone is home enjoying the holiday. Tens of thousands of protesters are still in the streets, mainly camped out in two locations in Cairo.
Tensions are high between supporters of the interim government and backers of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The prime minister has threatened to disperse the ongoing sit-ins. Reporter Merritt Kennedy visited the largest of these camps, where protesters are bracing themselves for whatever comes next.
Pro-Morsi protesters have been camped out here for more than a month, and during that time they built an elaborate series of barricades at the entrances made of bags of concrete and bricks. Lines of young men with hard hats and sticks stand guard, like 24-year-old Mohamed al-Husseini. He says the government's talk of dispersing the sit-ins with force doesn't worry him.
No matter how much they try, by whatever force, they won't be able to break up the sit-in. What are you going to do with someone who's determined to be martyred?
Al-Husseini says he's willing to die for the cause, like many others here, who say it in a calm and straightforward way, as if they're comfortable with the idea. Yasser al-Farhani works at the sit-in's media center. He says the protesters will continue their struggle for the return of Morsi. Despite the hardships of this camp, he says, people find ways to cope.
We try to forget about the hardness and try to enjoy a little bit the life itself.
Over the course of a month, what started as a protest camp has turned into a small town completely isolated from the rest of Egyptian society. Many families are here, and protesters take shelter from the hot sun in tents adorned with banners showing a smiling Mohamed Morsi. As people line up in rows for the Friday prayers, a cleric delivers the sermon. He praises the steadfastness of the protesters. You have sacrificed with your blood, money, hearts, all that you possess, he says. Security officials say they plan to cordon off the sit-in and not allow people or goods to enter. But Hussein Sharkawi, who's in charge of the main kitchen at the sit-in, says they're not taking any special precautions. We're in the storeroom of the kitchen, which is packed with staple goods.
This is not warehouse for emergency or for any case. This is our normal case.
Outside, a long line of protesters waits for a meal. Sharkawi says there's only enough to last 2 or 3 days.
I'm not afraid because our food coming from Allah, from our God. So he will support us anyway. If they want to prevent the food, we are sure we'll get it, inshallah.
Like many here, protester Nadia Mohamed Hegazi is frustrated that the interim government and the Egyptian media portray this sit-in as a hotbed of terrorism. The Egyptian media are liars and hypocrites, she says. Outwardly, the protest looks totally peaceful. But Mohamed Lotfi, a researcher for Amnesty International, says there is a dark side.
One can say that there is a systematic pattern of torture of whoever is suspected of anything by those in the sit-ins.
He says Amnesty International has spoken to 5 torture victims who were dragged into the sit-ins where they were beaten, electroshocked, or stabbed with knives. He says they were mainly political activists opposed to Morsi or residents from nearby areas. However,
we think that the majority of those people who are in the sit-ins express peacefully their views.
What's more, Lotfi says he's extremely worried that a new intervention by security forces will lead to bloodshed and a high casualty toll.
One tends to focus at the sit-in as if the sit-in was the problem. The sit-in is the result, or those sit-ins are the results of a political crisis.
And Lotfi says dispersing the sit-ins would do nothing to solve the ongoing stalemate. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.